Welcome to the worst week yet. The least informed podcast on the left. It's a podcast where every week we say 3 Beetlejuices, 5 Candymans, and drink 10 Bloody Marys just to feel something. I'm your host, Andrew Hillary. And folks, I am pleased to announce that I am once again joined by my longtime friend, most times co-host, Dee Dee Rose Deano. Where the fuck have you been?
I was about to say, most times is a strong...
Okay. It was a lot of times for a long time, and then it was like no times for 3 weeks, and everyone acts like I've been dead. I'm not lucky enough to have been dead. I am, in fact,
fucking
back.
Well, it's because we
back.
Kept texting you, and you would text back, I'm dead.
I do be texting back, I'm dead. That's true, actually. But, you know... I'm back and I'm happy. It has
you
not actually
text Deanna like, what are you doing tonight? And she just texts back a casket.
I do
what
that.
What are you doing tonight? Laying in corpse pose.
That's the only part of yoga I'm good at.
Hell yeah. That's the I like I'm good at the part where you sweat a lot. Kennedy's also here. Kennedy, hello. It's good to see you again.
I've been here.
Yeah.
Kennedy also is known to text back, I'm dead, in response to what's up, how are you? So
that's a fair accusation, but also fuck you. Okay. And, fuck you for stealing my bit, actually.
Kennedy's contact photo in my phone is just a picture of their toe tag. So we listeners, we actually, it's not just the three of us goofballs. We got a fourth goofy guest for you. This is a friend of mine that I made while I was on the road. She's coming out of Denver, Colorado. She has an album coming out July 12th. It's called Neurodivergent Nightmare. Please welcome Katie Bowman to the show. What's up?
Oh, guys? Hello.
Talk about stealing someone's here. Talk about stealing someone's bit. We're all just biting Neurodivergent Nightmare off one another. We're happy though. I'm happy to meet the Neurodivergent Nightmare.
Yeah, is that trademarked? Is that patent pending?
Yeah. And actually when I was driving around recording or working on that like material, I think I riffed it one night just getting into the ADHD material. And I was like, I'm a little bit of a neurodivergent nightmare because I have been off my meds for like almost, like, let's see, I went off of them.
Ooh.
I think in 20, so almost 10 years.
Holy shit.
And, wow. But I like it. I'm like, if you can't have me unmedicated, you don't ever get me on my meds again, I guess. I don't know. But I, so I still have like certain things that I think a lot of people want to like correct in their
you mean
daily
haters?
Life. Yeah.
Haters.
Well, it's funny. Like, it's funny when my friends are like, oh God, I forgot my Adderall. I can't do shit. And I'm like, don't you feel kind of like you skipped school or something though?
So for like 3 weeks in April, I was severely underemployed and my ADHD medication is my most expensive psych med. And
they're so fucking expensive.
So fucking expensive. And of course, because I have to be a brand name bitch, I take Vyvanse. No.
I was
generic.
A Vyvanse.
Vyvanse girlies, right. And so yeah. I was off the Vyvanse and I was vibing. I was vibing Vyvanse free. Like,
oh yeah.
My Zoloft, I take that for my own self. But those ADHD medication, I take that for other people. And I am deeply resentful of that because like I actually like myself insane just fucking fine. It's other people that can't hang. Get on my level, losers.
That's how I feel. People don't like how we are socially.
I bring a certain I'm gonna interrupt your very serious dialogue to say something insane and hilarious to every situation that people trying to have serious dialogue don't really like.
Yeah, because you're trying to relate and you're excited.
Great
and
on a like, podcast though.
Yeah, someone will be like, oh my God, D, like my grandma died, and you're like, chill, and you just like take over the store. You know, like,
yeah,
I know. Yeah. I feel like creatively, I should show you guys this. I also just went off my Zoloft, but that was a thing I was working towards. I'm like such a crazy person when I tell people that I'm like going off my meds, but I don't have like a thought disorder. So I'm like, part of me is like, it's okay. Like I don't have like bipolar or schizophrenia. I just have depression and ADHD.
I got prescribed Chantix. I went to see the doctor the other day and they were like,
you're smoking?
Yeah. And like, I was talking to him about side effects and he's like, you know, there is like something where you could experience suicidal thoughts or ideations. And I was like, buddy, I got plenty of experience with that. We'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm right. Yeah.
I spent my entire doctor's appointment trying to make my doctor laugh. I can't, I'm a terrible fucking member of society. I can't be serious. No,
I know. It's true. I will crack a joke like sobbing to my therapist. And then I'll look at her like,
that's me in therapy so hard. But yeah.
And, yeah. Like,
how are you even going to notice if you're having side effects?
I know it's hard, you guys, because I did have a big suicidal episode. Andrew might have seen it. Like I was on social media. I didn't realize that not everyone wants to kill themselves. And
I'm sorry.
Wait, yeah, what? I do go through life feeling like everybody else also wants to die. My therapist asked me on like a scale of 1 to 10 how much I currently wished I was dead. This was a couple weeks ago, and I was like, oh, you know, like a 4. And she was like, that's bad. And I was like, I thought that was better. I was like, oh, wait. She was like, are you lying? She was like, are you lying? And I was like,
you know, whenever a woman tells you her scale of 1 to 10 depression or suicidal ideations, it's you always have to divide it by 3 and or multiply it by 3. For men, you divide it by 3. So I'm a 30. We have a lot of news to talk about. So we should get into that. But you know what? Before we do any of that, let's just take a brief moment and say thank you to our ever-loving patrons. That's right, folks. This podcast is supported by fucking weirdos just like you. You can head on over to patreon.com/worstweekyet if you would like to get on board. We barely put out bonus content, but we still do it sometimes, God damn it.
I'm back on my meds and we're starting it up, okay?
We're doing it. You're doing it.
This week, we are going to be reviewing the Pop-Tart movie.
It happened.
Oh, it happened. Yeah, we're going.
Thanks. Thank you.
I had no idea.
Thank you.
Wait,
I'm gonna be grateful. I'm gonna be grateful.
Wait,
I
we need didn't.
Money. I'm gonna be grateful.
We didn't do it yet. You're gonna do it, Kennedy. You're doing it with us.
No, I know, but that's the whole thing. Okay, Deanna, you missed this, but I said we had to get at least one new patron.
Uh-huh.
For me to do the Pop-Tart movie. So.
Bow-chicka-wow-wow. Oh, that's
why I'm,
and you
that's why I'm showing gratitude, even though I'm actually deeply upset about watching the Pop-Tart movie.
From what I've heard, it's real bad. And I just watched Civil War last night, so I'm going to just fuck my week up with bad movies.
I loved it.
Here's the thing, Katie. I thought I might because, like, I listen to a lot of leftist podcasts. They all did reviews of it, so I've heard the movie reviewed 5 times already. But I'm the kind of person where, like, every movie I just watched is my favorite movie of all time. Like, I'm that kind of idiot.
Yeah.
So I was, like, going in, and, like, I like Alex Garland's stuff.
That's also very neurodivergent.
So I was like, I bet that, like, you know, people are giving this movie a hard time and whatnot. And I watched it, and, like, I don't know. It wasn't terrible. Like, I've definitely watched worse movies this year. But, like, it was, like, man... Maybe it's because I heard the plot explained 5 times already, but it just wasn't really doing it for me. That's not, honestly, yeah, a really bad way to watch a movie, is that, like, not only has this been spoiled, it's been, like, in depth broken down 5 times. maybe I'm my own worst enemy here, but hey, if you give $10 a month, we say your name. So thank you to Chauncey Youngers, Terminally Online Leftist, Zap Actions Down, Omega Force Base, Nandy Angelus, Old Hobgoblin, Dracula 206, AJ from Baltimore, The Man in the West, Optimus Crime, Pablo Hummus, Goblin Mode, Andrea Humphrey, happy birthday, by the way, you fuck like my dad, Josh Troopin, Why Not I Pay More for OnlyFans, Brianne, Nick Adams, parentheses, Alpha Male, Idnex, and CIA Brain Bugs. Patreon.com/worstweekend. Folks, we've got to say goodbye to some legends this week. Honestly, they're maybe the biggest news story, not just of this week, but of this year, decade, century, lifetime, universe, is the fact that this week the world lost one of its true living legends. I guess we didn't fully lose him. Okay, so Kobayashi retired officially. And, you know, I've been broken up about it. The hot dog man, you know, is no more. He's said he's done. He's like, I don't think I want to eat all this food anymore or something. That isn't a direct quote, but, you know, it's...
We're paraphrasing.
No one's ever done it quite like him. And it's sad to see him hang up the golden... forks. I don't know.
I thought you were gonna say he died. He used utensils a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. He hung up his golden glizzy guzzler.
There it is.
That's a loss. That's a loss to you actually. Just you personally. I don't know. But his moving on has left a spot for you to be the golden glizzy guzzler. You could do it.
In honor of Kobayashi's long and storied career, I printed out a bunch of the records that he holds, and I want to go over this. First of all, hot dog. He is the undisputed hot dog champion of the world. 110 bunless hot dogs in 10 minutes.
What?
Yeah. That's a world record, baby.
That's very crazy, scary to think about.
He also holds the world record for 13 grilled cheese sandwiches in 1 minute.
What?
That makes me feel so much better about my binge eating disorder. Like, I'm like, okay, it's okay. You could have thousands of hot dogs with you.
Say the numbers again. I want to hear them out loud once more.
110 bunless hot dogs in 10 minutes and 13 grilled cheese sandwiches in 1 minute. But we're not done. I've got a lot of these.
Wait, that's 11 hot dogs a minute. That's less than 6 seconds per dog.
Oh, yeah.
I know, that's like crazy. Is he getting into like DP sex now? Because I feel like he could fill all his holes in like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Was he like putting some of the hot dogs in from the top down and some of the hot dogs from the bottom up? Like, was he just hot dogging?
Was he
Eiffel Towering himself with these hot dogs? How are the hot dogs getting in?
Wait, have you never watched how he does it? He breaks them in half and just shoves them in like a conveyor belt. It's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. I have watched like small videos.
As a lightly disordered eating person, I would not. I don't usually like to watch that stuff.
Am a disordered eating person, but I also am like, again, it does make me feel better about my binge.
All right. Well, let me go back and actually do a trigger warning before I started this story, because I have a lot more of these to go over.
All right. Go off. Let's hear them.
For the midpoint trigger warning.
For those that are already triggered.
We're past that.
It's about to get worse.
At the Crystal Square Off World Hamburger Eating Championship in Chattanooga, Kobayashi ate 93 hamburgers in 8 minutes.
Wow. No.
That's fucking me up.
With the bun? With the L top and the bun?
Yeah, and no dunking either. It's no dunking. Record.
Dry bun.
I have normal poops. No puking or pooping, like crazy poops.
There was no record kept of his poops afterwards. I don't imagine they were good.
That is something I need right now.
I know it smelled crazy in that bathroom.
I'm just like, if they're coming out as full hot dogs again. There's no way he's digesting all.
Okay, so you
there's
know
no way he's digesting all these.
You know when they're like trying to solve a crime and they're doing an autopsy, they like cut the person open, like you're watching like a CSI or whatever, and they're talking about the stomach contents. Like, could you imagine like you're a fucking medical examiner and you cut a bitch open and there's just 93 hamburgers in there?
Yeah, like ready to go, like Happy Meal.
Swallowed whole. Swallowed.
Like a Bones episode about a professional eater dying or something that already there, somebody's got it.
We will. It's literally our next story, but we're not there yet. In 2017, at the Gringo Bandito Chronic Tacos Challenge, Kobayashi ate 159 tacos in 10 minutes.
Okay, that one's more relatable than the others.
Yeah, that one's like okay.
Also, at the 20th annual Wing Bowl in February of 2012, Kobayashi ate 337 buffalo wings in 30 minutes. Now,
how many?
337.
No.
Here's the thing.
What that tongue do, though? What's going on?
I know. Like, what? How is he doing this? Because he's a tiny guy, too, right? Like, he's just a little guy.
He's not very big, but he's like insanely cut. Like his body is Greek god statue kind of thing.
I love that. Again, I love this. This is like good for my eating disorder and body disorder.
So my last, our last Kobayashi fact here, record. This is from the 19th annual Wing Bowl, February of 2011. This is insane. He ate a cheesesteak in 24.3 seconds. Fastest ever cheesesteak eaten.
That's insane. Okay, he's like literally like Nibbler. Like it doesn't make sense.
Okay, so I for the listeners, y'all can't see this, but for you guys, I just want you to know that the cheat sheet of show notes that Andrew had fills up one page. The cheat sheet of Kobayashi food stats fills up almost as much paper real estate as the notes for the entire show. Like, I just...
That's so... Why? I mean, there's so much
there's
inside
so much.
One little guy.
Just one guy.
Yes.
Yeah, so, I'm starting to think of, like, merch ideas for Kobayashi. Like, I'm like, you know, it's kind of like a Russian doll, but you just open it up and it's, like, all these hot dogs inside of it.
I would buy that so fast. Take my fucking
oh my
money.
God, same. Like I would die for that.
Like one of those like a trick Pringles can that you open it and those like and slinky snakes spring out at you.
But instead it just shoots 100 hot dogs at you.
Yes. Oh my God, it'd be perfect.
It's Kobayashi and you pop the head off and like 300 chicken wings fly out.
Okay, now you're just describing if I somehow tricked God into letting me into heaven.
I thought you were going to say that if I like, somehow tricked God into letting you get beheaded.
Either or.
I was thinking of like a sex toy and I was like, it would have to be the cheesesteak, right? Because that was the like biggest thing in less seconds. So it's like this huge dildo that's somehow a cheesesteak and you have to take the whole cheesesteak.
Is
that disgusting?
Wow.
Now I'm just thinking of cheesesteak themed sex toys and I feel like in Philadelphia there could be a really big market for like a cheesesteak jerk off sleeve.
Yes. Oh my God, a fleshlight.
Yeah,
yes.
Like a cheesesteak cock sleeve. I think it could be. I'm so sorry, Mom.
There could be like little peppers as like cock rings.
Yeah. See? Yeah. We're getting somewhere. This is how the good ideas happen.
This is our flow session.
This is how you go from neurodivergent nightmare to neurodivergent dream come true, actually.
I think we can make a lot of money off of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listeners, patent pending.
Trademarked.
Yeah. We mailed ourselves one and we haven't opened it, so it's in there, so you can't take that.
It would have to be the most Italian name, too. You know, like
Dana,
like D'Alessandro. The D'Alessandro. Sandro sleeve, you know, like that's really funny to me.
Okay. I feel like the cheesesteak places though are all just named after some guy. Like they are just named.
That's
like,
what I'm saying, Delisandro's.
But like Philly, I feel like it's like Jim, Pat's.
Yeah, that's true. You guys been to McNally's in Philly? There's a sandwich there called the Schmitter. Ooh. And I just feel like
I'm not above it.
Perfect sex.
That's the Schmitter. You put the cheesesteak in your butt.
No, that's whenever you turn your cheesesteak upside down and put it in the. Okay, let's move on.
Anyhow.
Another legend. We did lose another legend. One of the best to ever do it in the food world this week. Morgan Spurlock died.
Say he had a fucking heart attack and did he?
I'm actually not sure. I think so.
I think he actually was like a severe alcoholic. And so he died. I made a video about it. And all these people were like, he actually was an alcoholic. Because I made it. Because I. Okay. He made Super Size Me. And like the beginning of that documentary. Do you remember when that came out? People were like, oh, yeah. It's like so brilliant. And it's like. Yeah, if you eat that like shit for like 30 days, you're probably gonna feel like shit. But like, also his wife was like some fancy vegan chef, and like I feel like a lot of vegans aren't always cooking like what she like. I remember her showing like this perfect like vegetarian quiche with like some arugula on it, and I was like, not everyone in the world can afford to be that kind of a vegan. You know what I mean? And so
right.
Yeah, most vegans are just like chewing on rocks and eating the occasional French fry.
Right, like Oreos are vegan, spicy sweet chili Doritos are vegan.
Yeah.
I was vegan for a long time and I was that kind of vegan.
Yeah, dude, I tried to be a vegan and my endocrinologist was like, actually, all of this is bad for people with thyroid disease, so you shouldn't be a vegan. Like, a lot of it has like soy and like it has like... gluten in it and like all this stuff that's like really
inflammatory.
Woke.
Yes. Yeah. You're gonna be flying to the sky if you're a vegan. Okay. But so I made a joke about it and I was like, he died. It's funny to me that like the guy who made like a satirical documentary about being like this healthy man who's like, I'm gonna see what it's like if I eat like shit for 30 days, when that's like people's lives every day.
Yeah.
And then Don Gorski, the guy who's in the Guinness Book of World Records for eating a Big Mac every day of his life, is about to turn 72 years old, and he's probably on his next Big Mac. And so my whole thing was like, we should just not care so much about like what the fuck we're eating and what people are
Kobayashi
doing.
Kobayashi ate like 150 burgers in a day.
Exactly.
Instead of in 30 days.
Live your best life.
He's retiring happy.
I'm sorry. Yes. Did you say that man's name was Don Gorski?
Yes.
That's the name of the cheesesteak fleshlight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, he's very British looking. I don't know if he's British, but when I looked up a picture of him to put on my TikTok, I was like, this guy, he's got the little grainy teeth. Okay,
You can usually tell when somebody's British.
Yeah. I know, isn't that crazy?
I can always tell personally.
And apparently, they can say to me.
It activates my UKDAR. All right, I'm going to kill myself. Folks.
Back for one day. I'm already touching the soundboard, making a mess of things.
Rip to the two legends of the food world. We also, again, Kobayashi, totally fine, just retiring. We did lose a third legend this week, and that is, in fact, the president of Iran died in a fucking helicopter crash.
A third food legend down.
A third food legend down. What
that
was he
is, like,
eating?
Some crazy shit, right?
It was, okay, first of all, we recorded last week on a Friday, which we usually do on Sundays, and this all went down on Sunday, but like we wouldn't have been able to report the end of the story because
it came
like,
way late.
It was like Schrodinger's president of Iran for like almost a whole day. Like they were like, well, we know the helicopter crashed, but we can't see it because it's way too foggy. So that's all we know.
That's so crazy. Yep.
But yeah, he's super dead.
People think he was murdered, right? Like that was planned.
There, I mean, people, anytime literally anybody dies, a contingent of the population will be like, oh, there was a plot. And like, I'm not saying, yeah. I'm not ruling
okay,
it out.
Okay, but if I die, there was a plot. Look into it.
I think that about everyone. My friend, everyone said she killed herself, and I was like, hell no.
There was a plot.
It was murder. And I still believe it. Like, but it just doesn't make sense. She was just too, like... sporty. I don't know.
Fair enough.
I get it.
Actually, athletes kill themselves all the time. I shouldn't say.
Athletes usually kill their partners. So, was she in love with herself?
I don't know about
that. Speak ill about the head. Anyways.
Oh, we're thinking about OJ. Okay.
Yeah. Back to the president of Iran. The person also we the can laugh. Back to the person we can laugh about dying.
Famously dead president of Iran.
Here's the thing. Is that like, I'm not ruling out that this was part of some plot. I mean, for sure, the CIA or Mossad or whoever, I don't see any reason why they wouldn't take an opportunity to kill the president of Iran. But... it does appear that this was just like, there was like an insane weather conditions and they were like, maybe we shouldn't fly in this. And then somebody else is like, no, we got to go. Like, let's just do it and be legends.
Oh, so I was going to ask, I was like, did they know that like, cause I feel like planes don't fly, for so many reasons. Right. And so I'm like, why yeah, like, is like a fall. President, like a yeah. president is like, mm-hmm. flying, we're like, let's just go.
Yeah, so that's...
I don't know, it's totally wild. I'll say a couple things. One, I think it could have been a plot, but also it's important to remember that the president of Iran is more of an internal figure and that, like, the more external leader of the country is who they call the supreme leader.
Yeah, that's the one with sour cream and tomatoes on it.
Mm, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if a foreign intelligence was going to assassinate somebody at a high level in the government, it would make more sense to assassinate the supreme leader whose influence is more external as opposed to the more internal affairs guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true.
Another thing I'll say is just like helicopters are fucked up. Okay. Rich people die in helicopters way too often for me to trust them. All right. Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter, right? Like that wasn't.
Yeah.
That long
Aaliyah,
ago.
Didn't she die in like a private plane crash?
Yeah. But that was yeah. a regular. That was a regular
was a
plane,
regular.
Though.
That was a regular plane.
Yeah.
I've heard conspiracies about it, though.
I mean,
Aaliyah didn't die that day.
Can you imagine if John Denver had access to helicopters? He would have 9/11 Colorado. That's all I'm saying.
Is that the other day, the omelet? Don't answer that. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll. It's too soon to tell what the repercussions of this will be. There's going to be elections within like 50 days or something. But
yeah,
I don't know. Because it is the president and not the supreme leader, it's probably not going to be like something where it spins out into a crazy... who the fuck knows?
Anything can spin out into some crazy bullshit, though.
Sorry, sir. You were not important enough to have a conspiracy made about.
Still, though, all I'm saying is, you know, part of the benefit of being rich is, like, avoiding easily preventable deaths. And rich people die in helicopters way too often. I'm never getting in a helicopter.
Yeah.
Rich people are, like, really... I mean, they die in submarines, you know? Like, they're
I'm
just
also
going
never
out.
Getting in a submarine. Like, actually, well, I would. I would get into a submarine built by people who build submarines, not hobbyists.
Like a war submarine that's supposed to, like, actually get there and fuck shit up. Like, you know, like, I feel like those are meant to carry, like, at least, like, more than 5 people, right?
Or, like, that yeah. submarine that James Cameron gets
I would,
in.
I would trust James
whatever
Cameron.
He, whatever he trusts
Cameron,
in life.
I fucking hate him. Okay.
If he trusts his life to that submarine... It's probably safe.
I'm
with you.
Do you know about the guy who murdered that lady?
What?
You're going to have to be more specific.
wait. Okay. Yes. Let me look it up. I got it. I got it on the pad.
The the guy who murdered that lady. It could be so many guys and so many ladies.
I think he did it. I think he's guilty.
Yes, Peter Madsen. He murdered her because it was like a fantasy for him.
What?
And it's so sad because her, like, okay, she was a journalist and her name was, oh, sorry, my dog is like, ah, I'm back. Okay, here we go. He's back to fuck shit up. Okay.
Hell yeah.
I mean, you guys, he's dog. Like, no, don't step on the wire. Okay, you got okay, cool. He only fucked it up a little bit. And he's back again. Okay. Hey, come on.
Your dog is doing his best Godzilla impression right now, and I kind of love it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, just the dog is like, Godzilla-ing out.
I'm going to give him a Kong so that he gets to work.
Wait, what does that guy, I want to follow the neurodivergent nightmare into the 100-acre wood. What happened? What happened with this guy and this lady and the fantasy murder?
So
were they rich? Were they
journalist,
on a helicopter? Were they on a submarine? Bring it back for us.
Yeah, so this journalist, she, I don't know why she was going on the submarine. I just was listening to Killer Psyche. Have you guys listened to that podcast?
No.
So good. But no, I know that you're not supported. They're not... supported by that podcast listeners, but Killer Psyche is about like why people did it and like getting into their psychiatric profile.
Okay.
But so he like they think he was just like kind of a narcissist and he had like a fantasy, and so he thought that he would be able to just murder someone like Saw style in a submarine and then sink it all and get away with it. But she's a reporter. Like, he took a reporter down there. And so it's like people are going to notice a news reporter going
saying, yeah, I do see where he was at. He was like, she can't report on it if she's dead. I see where his head was at.
She went missing.
Wait, no, hold on though. Here's what's crazy is I'm reading into this. She wanted an interview with him. And so it was like understood that she was like going to try to get it. Like people knew that she was going to try to get an interview with him.
Oh, they didn't like know each other prior.
No. And she texted her boyfriend and was like, this is the saddest thing. And she texted her boyfriend and was like, I'm fine on my own. Like, don't God, it's so
don't
terrible.
Worry about me on this submarine with a stranger. I think that the lesson to be learned here is don't get in a submarine. Don't get in a helicopter. Stick to the planes, trains, and automobiles where you're used to. I think that's really what it is here.
She got murdered.
Once you try to go from planes, trains, and automobiles to submarines, helicopters, and spaceships, you're fucked.
Yeah,
you're fucked. Don't
sure.
do any of that.
So let's move on. I have a bit of a, I would maybe call this an opportunity for Jens to do a little bit of a victory lap. I'm not really participating here, but I think that maybe you might want to give a speech or something. This week, the AP reported that as of now, there are currently more daily marijuana users than daily drinkers.
Bouncha wow wow.
Yeah.
It's back. That's
hit
my
that
air
heard
horn.
That actually.
Hit that air horn.
Yeah, that's right.
More daily marijuana users than what?
He just stopped listening.
Yeah, I just was excited. Yeah, I was like,
then alcohol.
I said,
then
you
heroin.
Said
I was kidding.
Then daily drinkers.
Yeah. I mean, good. I'm glad.
Yeah,
I'm
me
happy.
Too.
Stay off
the drink. That's that shit that killed Morgan Spurlock, you know?
Yeah. He didn't have any hot dogs in him. It was just vegetables
and
alcohol.
If he had gotten high, he could have just eaten 300 chicken wings and lived a long and happy life.
337.
And fucked his cheesesteak sleeve. Like, come on.
Fucked his Don Gorka or whatever the fuck.
Don Gorley.
Don Gorski.
Gorski.
I know, Gorski, can't you picture like a McDonald's person being like, it's Gorski again, like
he's back.
Okay, anyway, he's back from the Big Mac.
I'm glad. You know what? I feel like though that people, I think that there have always been a lot of daily marijuana smokers. I think now it's people can actually say yes to that on like a survey without worrying that like, you know, some disproportionately authoritarian criminal investigative bureau was going to come and look into that, like subpoena the list of quote supposedly anonymous survey participants, right? Like, because like
even your doctor,
right? Because like my doctor would be asking me in the year 2005 if I smoked weed, and I'd be like, no. Again, sorry, mom, I did start smoking weed in eighth grade, so. I think, you know, people are able to be more open about it, but I also think that there are so many more ways for people to consume marijuana now than they used to. And it opened up to a lot of people who wouldn't necessarily have smoked it. Is this smokers also, specifically?
I think, I don't know.
All right. Well, goddamn.
You know, people always say stuff like, oh, well, if you wanted pot before, you could get it. And then, like, that's relatively true. But actually, like, don't underestimate the number of people that, like, never smoked pot one time.
Oh, it's true.
Like, I've met so many people like that actually who are like, yeah, I never tried it until it was legal. And then I was like,
dude,
fuck
so
it,
many.
Fuck yeah,
so
try many. It.
That actually goes in line with like what I was going to say too.
My mom, my mom would try it. She would try it. Now that it's allowed, permissible.
My mom has tried it. Dude, my mom used to be like, are you smoking grass? You'd call it grass.
I like that. I still call it.
She's had an edible. She's had an edible now.
I'll just maybe I'll drop a little bit of keef into my mom's urn so she can get on board.
I love that.
Yeah, you should smoke your mom. I'm so sorry.
Some people smoke weed with their mom. Some people just smoke their mom. That's fine.
Can you have a
I'm sure.
I am so convinced that that has happened already. Like,
getting someone's ashes sprinkled into your tattoo ink is so 2005. Now,
yeah, that's very
you just
Billy
smoke
Bob
them.
Gordon,
yeah,
Angelina
now you just
Jolie.
Smoke them.
Yeah.
Yes. Now you can just smoke your mom. That sounds like an insult, but it's real.
Wait, could you get a bong made with the ashes put
in the
glass?
I mean,
then you could smoke your mom for a lifetime.
As somebody who famously does not smoke weed, I feel like that is not the best idea of what I could do with my mom's ashes, but I don't know what else I'm going to do with them. So maybe, yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, better or worse than cruising around with them in the center console of a Honda Fit.
Unclear. That is currently where they are.
Okay, but at least they're not lost, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, at least, you know, she's always traveling with you.
Also, Honda Fit Gang represent.
Sup?
I'm Fit Gang now.
I'm a Honda CRV.
I'm a Civic girly, but everybody on Honda fam, what up?
This podcast is literally sponsoring Honda. We are not sponsored by, we all have paid money for Hondas.
Honda, if you're listening... Honda, if you're listening, NSA agent, if you know someone that works for Honda, please tell them to send us some money. Or like an air freshener would also be cool because that car is old as fuck. She'd be stankin'.
Yeah.
Help.
Okay.
Cars.
Our next story. This is very exciting. I've written down the headline. This is actually not what the headline about the story was. This is my own. This is an Andrew Hillary original. A chicken in every pot and microplastics in every testicle.
What?
What?
That's a. Why did you just say all those words in that order? What the fuck does that mean? Let's say
America.
It again and then explain it.
Well, okay. A chicken in every pot and microplastics in every testicle.
Okay.
There are a few things that every American, every single American is guaranteed. One of them is that there is plastic in all of our balls. So there was a study done, I forget by who, I didn't write that part down. I was too excited about the headline that actually isn't that great, I guess.
I liked it.
They did a study on both human and dog testicles for some reason. I do not know why they did dog testicles included in there, but they were trying to determine like what level of what percentage of people and dogs had detectable levels of microplastics in the tissue of their testicles, and they found them in every single test subject. There's literally no ball in America is safe. There's fucking microplastics everywhere.
Why were they checking dogs too?
White women
run this study.
Is it because we regularly neuter dogs, so they just were like, well, the balls are already out here, might as well check them.
I'm hoping that there is a reason.
I've got a pile of dog balls here. Do you want these for research?
What can we do? People don't sell anything these days.
Oh, yeah, because they do take them out, right? That's when you...
Maybe that's actually why, is that they literally just had a pile of dog balls with nothing to do with them.
Right. Like they were like, well, they were like repurposing up. Let's upcycle. Let's use the dog balls. You know?
We were just going to throw out these dog balls, but what if we
don't throw out perfectly good dog balls when you can do weird tests on them instead?
Have you seen dogs with balls? Like, it's kind of interesting to see. They're like so perfectly, they look like those little metal balls that you but they're literally dog balls. And when they remove them, it just looks, it's kind of like a swimsuit that came with like padding, and you take those little pads out, and it's just like
it's an empty nutsack. Right. I mean,
yes.
Wait, are you saying that they put fake balls into the ball sack of dogs?
No, that would be so funny.
That would be crazy.
I saw a TikTok the other day.
That would be so funny.
There was a person being like, three testicle gang, raise up. And then like it cut to something else and was like, so it turns out I have testicular cancer. And I watched it on a loop for like 5 solid minutes and just kept laughing more and more every time. And then like at some point I would remember that like, oh wait, no, this person has cancer. Like that fucking sucks. And then I was like, oh, he's joking about it. It's fine.
Yeah. That's so crazy.
So wait, so where do the chicken pots come in?
Well, a chicken in every pot is like a famous saying. Was it FDR or something? It was part of that New Deal kind of mentality, there'll be a chicken in every. I might have the time frame wrong, but it's like one of those like old timey things.
I didn't know what was going on because we jumped from that everybody smokes weed now story to chickens in the pot and then plastic in the testicles, and I didn't know. I got lost. I thought you were going to tell us that there were like.
Oh, I get it. So as there's a chicken in every pot, there's a plastic in every ball.
I thought you were going to say that there were like macerated chicken beaks in marijuana or something. I didn't know what the fuck was happening. Anything's possible.
No, it took me. There were lots of exciting words in there that.
The problem wasn't that it was a bad headline. It was that you told it to idiots. So you're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I support you. We're friends.
Hey, there's an election coming up. And I will say, fuck everybody involved. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck them both. I don't care. I want to talk about a different election. Not the last election. The one before that. 2016.
Oh,
This week...
You know, comedy was like thriving in that. That was before the reality set in.
Well, this week, reality set in for one person in particular, and that is none other than friend of the show, Hillary Rodham Clinton. She was giving an interview this week talking about 2016, and if you've been paying attention, Katie, Hillary has blamed so many different groups of people for the fact that she lost. She's blamed almost everybody except for herself. And this week she was giving an interview and she's fucking blamed women. She was like, in 2016, like when it came down to crunch time, like women just didn't show up for me.
Oh my God, she's one of those girls, you guys. I mean, I knew. Every year I'm like, honestly, I know Obama did some bad stuff too. And like basically every president has had horrible things. But I did like the Obama years. I felt like they were a nice time. Like, socially.
We were vibing,
It was a nice time.
It depends on where you're at, because if your preferred way to, if your preferred
That's
way
true.
To move through to move through life is to like not really think about this stuff, I don't necessarily agree, but like I respect it or whatever. If that's how you want to be, where like you don't want to have to constantly think about this, Obama was a great president. It's like you'd see him on TV every once in a while. He was singing a song or doing something. You're like, yeah, look at that. Then that's
yeah,
why
you, but if you
like,
look at all the
if
children
you look into
that
the things
murdered.
That he did, it's fucking nonstop. Yeah. It's atrocities yeah. all the way down.
Yeah. Well, and that's like, I think people are like holding on to that. They're like thinking Joe Biden's gonna like save us all from Trump, and I'm like, they're kind of like the same thing. And like, it's just funny because it's like we're just seeing it now. Like this was all happening during Obama's presidency. And you want it to be comfortable like it was.
Yeah. Speaking of Joe Biden,
that's because we didn't know.
Joe Biden this week chose the date of the anniversary of George Floyd's murder to tweet about his program that he wants to hire 100,000 new police officers. Joe Biden.
I love that.
Joe Biden, I hope you choke on all the hot dogs Kobayashi's not eating now.
He's so bad. Like, he's just so bad. I'm so sick. And I hate how people get so tender about talking shit about him. I lost, like, a few followers because I was making fun of him. And I was like, oh, but it's so easy. Like, he is like such a fuck, you know? Dude, like, it's
he sucks
crazy.
So bad. I do hate that people make the assumption, like, if you are shitting on Joe Biden, sometimes people assume that you're, like, making fun of Joe Biden and the next thing you say is going to be pro-Trump. And it's like, actually, no, I don't like any of these fucking people. I hope
yes, that's exactly what it is.
I hope they all swallow their own.
Submarine together.
They all swallow their own spit, but it's poisoned. Like, I don't fuck them.
Yeah, they're all bad. It's all bad. I was just saying I liked that time period because it felt like all the incels were too scared still to come out, and now they're coming out and they're doing bad things.
Yeah, it was like if the bad things are going to happen either way, I guess it is kind of comforting that at least like there's a mirage of pleasant. Or whatever, you know, like
yeah.
Like we don't get an option. We don't get an option where bad.
I loved when Barack Obama joked about drone striking Joe Jonas.
I loved when we had decorum about our atrocities.
Honestly, banger though.
Yeah. I did like that Obama would like if something local to the United States would happen, like Sandy Hook. You know, he was like, I should say something. And like it's like every time a tragedy happens, it takes like a week for Biden to do anything, like to be like, that was sad, you know, like he'll be like did it when people were talking about Israel, he was like, I don't believe that. And it's like, you can't say that.
Yeah, he said that the death count was like being artificially inflated. And he also like, said that he saw pictures of the beheaded babies, which like there's literally Israel released a list of all the deceased and there was only one baby on the list. Like you did not see pictures of multiple
dead
babies.
You did not see.
Because there weren't multiple dead babies. Like, definitively, you fucking piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit. But yeah, so Hillary, that's so crazy. There's like a female comic here in Colorado right now who made a post the other day that was like, she's new, but she has a huge following. And people are starting to say that she's like stealing people's jokes and turning them. And she's doing like a Fat Jerry thing. But so, she's saying like it's kind of obvious that it's happening, but she's saying, I hate to say this, but in my experience in comedy, I've actually had more hate towards me from other women. Like, girl, you just burned so many bridges without even knowing. Like
I do want to say one statistic that has long stuck in my mind since the 2016 election, is that 53% of specifically white women who voted voted for Donald Trump. So if Hillary Clinton wanted to talk about white women specifically, she's actually not wholly wrong about that shit. Like, if you want to say, if you want to say somebody didn't show up for you, actually, it was white women doing a famously piss poor job of fucking all the shit that we do. So, in not in defense of Hillary Clinton, because again, I don't like any of these fucking people, but 53% of white women who voted did vote for Donald Trump. So, I will award her half a point in the non-existent scoring system that exists only in my head and will disappear as soon as I'm done talking.
And in first place,
but if she should have spoke on that, you know what I mean? Like, it's just it's crazy to be like all women.
It was more that she was blaming young women, if I remember the quote correctly, because again, I do not research this podcast very well. She was saying something about how like young women didn't show up and vote for her in 2016. And it's like, here's the thing: is that first of all, probably got an overwhelming percentage of the young vote. But second of all, if young people aren't voting for, aren't showing up for you, that's not the young people's fault. Like, this is your fault that people don't want to fucking support you. Like, it's nobody's fault but her own. And, you know, we will see. I predict I know it's mid year. It's not a good time to make predictions. I predict Hillary Clinton will choose two different more people to blame for 2016 before we hit New Year's Day. So let's move on. This is exciting. New Earth just dropped. What up? Researchers at the University of Warwick say that they have found an Earth-sized rocky planet called Gliese.
Spell it.
I don't think I wrote it down right.
Shut the fuck
who
up.
Wrote, who, what? We named that, right? Named these planets.
Let's call it Gliese B. It's 40 light years away. But it's like they feel really good about this one being habitable for human life. It's in like the same kind of temperature zone as planet Earth. Although I will say that it revolves around the sun. Its star. It only takes 12.8 days to revolve around. Can you imagine if like the years start coming and they don't stop coming, but they're 12 days long? That would be fucking crazy, dude.
That would be crazy. Oh my God. It's so sad that they're like, yeah, I guess we trashed this place. Let's look for another place.
Also, because it's 40 light years away, what we're seeing through a telescope is actually the year 1984 on Gliese B. So like, fucking 80s, man. It's got like fucking Reagan and like fucking Walkmans and shit. You know, like, it's fucking
the Gliese.
Wait, that's I'm fun. I have
They're
come
still in the Reagan years.
I have come to
that is crazy.
To affirm you this week. If what you wrote down was Gliese, you nailed it. You're doing so good, buddy.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you. I'm in my Andrew Hillary support arc, okay?
Hey, if we're doing science news, can I do a science news? I brought a news item.
You're goddamn right you can.
You sure can.
It was announced this week that after some studies, crows can count to four.
Yay!
How many studies, Kennedy? Tell me. Tell me it was four studies.
This comes after, I think it was earlier this year or last year, it was announced that crows understand the concept of zero. Now, I want to be clear. We humans invented the concept of zero only 2,000 years ago.
That's insane. Okay? Yeah.
That is crazy.
Crows understand the concept of zero, and they can count to four. So essentially, crows are going to take over society.
Yes. So if we
crows are not welcome on this podcast,
hear
because
me
of
out.
Their math skills.
Especially because I want to say one more really important thing about this, which is that humans can only count to four. Now I know what you're thinking. I can count to more than four, but realistically, our brains start abstracting after four in some way. You're using some tool of abstraction, whether you're consciously aware of it or not. to help you understand numbers bigger than four in every case.
I would like to say we start abstracting after five, mostly because we have five fingers. I would say I start abstracting after five, because once I have to involve the other hand, that's something else.
I don't know. Four makes sense, though.
You look over to the other hand and it's like, whoa, what's going on over there?
Yeah.
I haven't looked over that hand in a while.
Four makes sense, though, because, like, think about it. Every single song, it's like one, two, one, two, three, four. I've never heard a song where they're like one, two, one, two, three, four, five. That's fucking bullshit. It doesn't exist. Five. Yeah.
I think Tool has a song that starts like that.
I do.
Yeah.
I
have
know.
You ever listened to Primus?
Primus.
I've written songs.
Primus songs are so long, of course they count to five.
5/4 timing is very hard to play in, but it is kind of fun whenever it clicks.
I have
back.
A theory. If we send the crows to the new planet, where the years start coming
and they don't stop coming.
Right. You know, I would think in Earth years, we might be 200 years away from crows taking over, but if we put crows on the other planet, the years will go faster, and so crows will be able to take over here much sooner. They can come back and it will have already happened. That's how math works.
That works. Yep. I've seen Interstellar. Yeah. You're 100% correct.
Yeah, I girl math that, and it's right. Wait, I have a question.
I just think it's scary that a crow is capable of doing as much math as we do on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm less interested in whether crows can count to four already and more interested in their capacity to learn that abstraction that allows them to count beyond four. Like,
I'm just saying, I think they're probably between 10 and 100 years away from that technology.
Yeah. And on the new planet, that's like 6 weeks or fucking whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And see? I would say it's only a matter of time. Until the crows invent taxes. And once you have to pay, once crows have to start worrying about the tax crow, like, come on, man.
Then they're going to invent crowdit scores. I knew that was a green button as I was saying it. I just couldn't stop myself.
This week, the International Court of Justice, I think is what the ICJ stands for, issued arrest warrants for both Benjamin Netanyahu and the leaders of Hamas. There was a few others, something Gallant, I don't know, a couple other people in the Israeli government. The ICJ is like, they didn't issue the arrest warrants. They like requested them and now it's going through the process of it. So, basically, the ICJ is like, hey, these people are doing some more crimes. That's what we're here for. So that's interesting. It'll be, as soon as this news dropped, Republicans basically were starting to say that the ICJ is both Hamas and Nazis. I think Joe Biden has hinted that he is looking into working with Republicans to sanction the International Court of Justice. So is that what the ICJ stands for? I keep saying, okay.
International Court of Justice is correct. It's the principal judicial organ of the United Nations.
So, yeah. It is now kind of going to be put to the test whether or not Israel is literally above the law and if the United States literally supports international order. This is exciting stuff.
I know that is really exciting because actually, the child morality rate also has changed and was released this week.
Well, no.
And it's not good.
Here's the thing is that like, this is like a real, like, the veil is going to be lifted kind of a thing. Like, you know, we kind of try and semantically argue our way out of these corners that we're backed into by like just the photos and videos of what Israel is literally doing. We can try and reason it away, but like if we go as far as to say the part of the United Nations that is specifically there to do this thing, we are going to ignore it. Like you can't really that's a watershed moment. And like, not that it'll change everything or anything, but like, it will be like, okay, you literally don't fucking care about the things you pretend to care about.
Yeah. 100%.
So that'll be fun. We also have one more piece of news out of Gaza. The pier. Remember the pier? Joe Biden was like, we're going to build a pier to bring in aid because, you know, even though there's a bunch of roads where we could just drive the aid in, we can't figure out how to get Israel to stop blowing the trucks up. So we built the pier. Last week they announced they were opening the pier, and I didn't look into a further update. I saw a story from Wednesday where the Pentagon said that out of the 369,000 tons of aid that has been moved through the pier, not a single thing has made it to a Gazan citizen.
No.
They got all this shit onto the beach, and then they're like, oh, we don't know how to, like, get it to people, though.
Yeah, because they're all... They just keep isolating them. It's so sad.
And then I did see on, I believe, Friday night, there was like a bad storm and two U.S. Navy ships got grounded into the beach.
Wow. That's crazy.
You don't typically build a pier on a regular ass beach. Like,
yeah, that's true.
But also, like, way to make the pier look dumb. Like, we could have just waited for the weather to wash the supplies ashore.
Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah. Is this all you had for the pier?
Yes.
Tell us more about the pier, Kennedy.
You missed the latest pier update.
Okay.
What is the pier? Is it like a dock?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. That's right.
I think it's just a bigger dock. Like, a dock can handle like a rowboat. A pier can handle a ship. I'm making that up.
Did you mention the vessels washing away?
Yeah.
The two.
Never mind.
Wait, but what? Wait, they washed away or they washed ashore?
They washed ashore.
Yeah.
I just saw pictures of boats
I'm
in
high.
Sand.
Shut up.
Boats in sand. Plastics in
balls, boats
in sand.
Did you know that more people are using marijuana every day now than ever?
I think I heard that on a podcast before. So I've got a couple
it's
more
Pod Damn America. We rip off most of their bits.
I've got one more story. Actually, I've got two more stories. So this is from the world of sport. Ooh. Specifically golf.
I'm sorry, what? That was the weirdest batch. How did you correctly pronounce the name of a new planet and then mispronounce golf? I'm so angry at you. I want to support you and you make it so hard.
I don't follow golf. I like mini golf. I don't really care for regular golf. I think it's kind of a waste of good land in certain places. But I don't care. I don't care that much about it. So I've never even heard this person's name before. This actually happened two Fridays ago, and I wasn't going to report on this story until I heard the update. So the number one golfer in the world right now is this guy named Scottie Scheffler. He's like a 27-year-old dude. He's a young dude. On May 17th, he was arrested. He was on his way to compete in a golf tournament, and there had been an accident outside of the golf course, a fatal accident, like somebody got run over by a shuttle bus and died. And so the cops, the police came, and they had blocked off traffic. So the Scottie Scheffler guy, he had a fucking tee time he had to get to, so he drove up onto a median to try and drive around the police. Now, this time, the police were like, hey, dude, what the fuck? Stop. And a cop grabbed onto his car, and he dragged the cop. He dragged the cop for like 15 feet or something, to the point that and I'm not saying this so to like get sympathy for the cop, but like the cop was like injured as a result of being dragged.
So
Scottie Scheffler was arrested for traffic violations, disobeying an order, and assaulting a police officer. After being booked at the station, they took his mugshot and then they released him, and he still was able to make his tee time.
Woo.
Assaulting a police officer, a felony charge, and they
because he grabbed onto his car like an idiot.
Here's the thing. I'm not saying any fucking more. What I'm saying is that this is a person who assaulted a police officer and then was let go within like 30 minutes of getting to jail.
And that's privileges. It
makes it sound like it wasn't so, the tea time wasn't that urgent then. It feels like he could have, he maybe could have just waited a second.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, most people that get arrested for assaulting a police officer on a Friday, at the very least, are in jail till Monday.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
You don't get out that after, you know, it's not a quick stop when you assault a police officer. And again, like, this is like something that, like, you know, I don't know if I would call that assaulting. Maybe the cop shouldn't have grabbed it. Whatever. But the point is that he was charged with assaulting a police officer and then fucking let go. And then
it's so,
again,
it's so America.
I wasn't even really going to report because, like, of course he's a rich fucking white guy. Of course he got let out of jail.
Yeah.
I wasn't even going to bother talking about this last week, but then I saw an update that this week the cop got suspended.
Yes.
The cop got in trouble for arresting him.
That's really okay. I did initially think it was douchey and dumb of the cop to grab onto the car.
Well, like the
cop, why would, like,
I agree from like a logical point, but like cops are authoritarian fucking pigs. Like, they're not
yeah.
If you don't listen to a cop's order, they see that as like you're fighting them. Like, you know, that's how think.
No, absolutely.
They're going to grab onto your car because you are a wild horse and they're trying to break you. Like,
that's how cops think. But he should have just waited. Like, he should have just waited for sure.
The cop was suspended because his body camera wasn't running. But like, your body camera isn't typically, and again, this sounds like I'm taking the cop side, but like, why would your body camera typically isn't going to be running when you're like just trying to direct traffic? Like, you know, it is insane.
It's just the whole thing's really interesting. Cause it's like, here's this like semi-famous rich white guy who's like, I'm above the law. I'm just going to drive around to make it to this thing. Which, I mean, sometimes you see people do that in a way, like, you know, when there's like a huge accident, people will turn around on the highway. So, like, I can see where he's like, just thinking, but he could have just waited and all of this could have been avoided. And then it's like the one good cop who's just trying to, gets really into his job.
Well, and then at him to stop before the cop grabbed onto his car or whatever.
So the reason why the cop got in trouble for not having his body camera on is because there was then a discrepancy between what the golfer of Scotty Scheffler, who the fuck, but there was a discrepancy between what he was saying and what other surveillance footage, like, outside, because they were right outside the golf course when this happened. So what the like,
that's so funny, I was watching that.
What the like gate cameras of the golf course were showing was different than what he said happened and different than what the cops said happened. And if like some aspects of the story couldn't be verified because dude didn't have his body camera on, which is why he got the fucking why he got written up. He also had been written up or suspended multiple times previously, like I think 3 or 4 times previously. So he must just not be his department's favorite officer. But then
no, absolutely. That's what it feels like.
Let them fight situation rather than
Exactly.
And then Scotty Scheffler said he commended the police department and said they were really kind. I'm grateful that we have such strong police and that there are protectors out there. And we just got into a chaotic situation this morning. That's really all it was. Just a chaotic situation.
Murder should be more illegal. So our last story, and I don't have too much about
That's so bad.
I don't have too much about this. It's just a bit of, I guess, good news to end on, because I do have to go drive the ice cream truck, but I did just want to bring it up. This week, the Department of Justice officially has filed suit against Ticketmaster. They're going to finally try and break up the fucking monopoly on concerts. So that's fucking rad.
Yes!
Holy shit. Wait. That's crazy, actually.
Wait, what are they doing?
What I said, they're filing a lawsuit against Ticketmaster for having a monopoly on concert tickets.
Oh,
It's so like crazy to me that like it's this like elite system where it's like, oh, if you don't make this much money, like you can't go see this musician or comedian that you want to see. Like, I just feel like, don't you guys want anyone at your shows? Also, like, rich people are the worst audience members for everything. Like,
well, the problem is that individual people, there's a very prevalent attitude, especially among Americans, that we don't like rules. We don't like being told what to do. So what the government and big business figured out is that you can manipulate the fact that people at an individual level don't like rules to then convince them that regulations are bad, just as a blanket statement. And once you've planted that seed, you can then hand over the keys to the way that literally everything works to corporate soulless billionaires that will extract every fucking nickel and dime out of the working class that they possibly can, and then try to double it every single year. So, you know, just because people are like, I don't like being told what to do, that's why every single thing in this country is broken, is because people have figured out how to exploit that part of like just the American psyche at an individual level. It is good. Yeah. You know, it'll take a million different fucking things like this to unfuck the cluster that we are living in. But this seems to be one of them. So it's good to see.
Let's see it. Let's try it. Let's try it out. We're trying something new here. And I like that. Go off. Try it.
Me too.
Hell yeah. That's all I've got for this week. Katie, thank you for joining us. This was really fun. Thank you for having me. Hang out again. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell folks again about your album, when it comes out, and what's called on all that, and where to find
you. Oh, yes. So I'm Katie Bowman Comedy on TikTok and Instagram, and my art handle is The Curly Bush. You can find all that info on any of those handles, or katiebowman.rocks is my website, and my album will be out on all streaming things. But please like and review on iTunes. It comes out on July 12th. And it's Neurodivergent Nightmare.
Hell yeah. Also, our last comedian guest who had an album come out, I don't know if it's because of the Worst Week Yet bump or not, but their album debuted at number one. So shout out Kristen Lighty.
Nice.
Yeah.
I actually don't think that had anything to do with her appearing on this show, but you know what? It can't hurt.
We're taking credit.
You never know.
Not some guy with a fucking podcast trying to steal a hilarious woman comic's thunder by being like, yeah, that dude popped off.
I'm
not trying to steal her thunder. All I'm saying is that I, Andrew Hillary, personally control the weather.
Kennedy, Deanna, you killed the president of Iran. He admitted it. Steal the thunder's thunder too while you're at it. I love that.
I'm coming for Zeus.
Yeah.
Kennedy, Deanna, do you have anything to plug?
Nah, fuck. Just my toaster into a bathtub full of water.
Wait, do you have a handle for your new salon? Does it have its own private account? Not private, but like its own dedicated account?
Yeah, I did casually open a business in the last couple weeks. It is a new hair salon. It is called the Time Space Collective. And if you think I'm funny and want to talk to me in person about your own personal news while you get some fucking highlights or something, come on down on Instagram at time.space.collective. We're hanging out.
Hell yeah. Kennedy, you got anything?
Nah.
Me neither. I'm going to do stand-up again, I think, in October. That's my next show. probably sometimes between then and now, but you'll have to see. So thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. And if you'd like, patreon.com/worstweekyet. We always appreciate that. But more important than all of that bullshit, tune in again next week for more bad news.
Bye.